Welcome to the Diabolical 7, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Gen V on Amazon Prime Video. I'm your host Matthew and this is for Season 2, Episode 4. It's called Bags. We're halfway through the second season due to the second season's triple episode premiere. I thought this episode was okay. Yeah, I think it did some things that certainly didn't quite hold up. It still continued to pursue its more interesting ideas that were laid out from the season premiere. I do have a few logic questions about certain things, and not just logic questions about the ideas that are put in this episode, but certain logic questions towards certain characters, and not necessarily to do with their choices, but to do with their planning and their ideas. I don't know if we were supposed to find it to be quite obvious that Dean had powers, or that he had something going on, because that's what I was thinking the entire time. And I still can't quite tell, after finishing the episode, if, because clearly the characters didn't seem to know, and it's clearly a big reveal to them. But I'm not quite sure if the episode and the show expects us as the audience to believe that, even though this isn't one of them scenarios where you know when information gets revealed and there's two different ways of doing it, which is the characters know something and you don't, or you know something and the characters don't. I don't know if it was supposed to be done that way, but throughout the episode and pretty much throughout the entire time we've seen Dean on screen, I thought, okay, he probably does have powers. Because I also think he's too confident to not have powers, because if you were in and around these students and you knew the crazy things that they could do, like there's all sorts of range of powers, isn't there? And you knew that you were going to annoy some of them and get on their bad side. If you didn't have any powers whatsoever, okay, he's a physically strong person and, you know, is a fully grown adult and all that. I always had this sense that, okay, he's got something in his back pocket, which is a power. What that thing actually was, I wasn't actually sure. But the whole time I was like, okay, at some point, because the tide was turning, obviously, or it seemed to be turning against him. And it was like, oh, Cat's got him, and the camera, and the fight, and the setup. And I was like, okay, I'm waiting for the shoe to drop in terms of, this was too easy. I'm surprised the characters thought that this was going to be this easy. Although Maria does tell them, like, I couldn't sense any Compound V in his blood. So I get that that's fair enough, but there was still, I still think that there was not enough caution with this plan. And, like, okay, they go into that scenario with the thought and the feeling, I suppose, that, okay, Dean doesn't have powers because Maria couldn't sense Compound V in his blood. That's fair enough. But you should still have more caution towards that. If the plan had worked in that way and he didn't have powers, it does come off successfully, but, like, just about. But there's several, I should probably just get into them now. There's several questions I had, which was like, okay, even without, like, Dean sitting on the toilet and all that, so all that thing that happened, what was Emma's plan for getting out of the toilet? Okay, walking through the pipe is one thing, and then you've got essentially, like, okay, a bowl which you're at the bottom of, which is not only difficult to get out in of itself because you've got to climb up it, but then you're going to be slipping because there's toilet water in there. Also, like, because whether there was or wasn't going to be, because obviously that, what's his name, came in, the boiler person came in and was like, oh, got to turn the thing around. And then the water was back in there. But I know that there's the air freshener thing which she grabs onto, but even if the water wasn't there, she still would have really struggled to do that. So I was like, okay. And what about if, like, that wasn't on the toilet or something? Or, like, because if that wasn't there, there's nothing then to grab onto. So, because I also wonder, like, okay, let's say Emma failed to get out of that toilet and then she just had to go back or something, and she's the one who's got the camera in the bag because she's the one that's small, etc., etc. What was the sort of, plan from that? Because Kate wasn't going to get too much time on her own. It couldn't have been the case of, like, Emma would have, like, called Kate to come over and pick her up out the toilet or something, which could have been a plan B, but I don't remember anybody talking about that. Because then if you then don't get the camera, you don't get the confession on camera. I don't know, there's a few things that just didn't line up to me. Or what about if Dean is more evil and just kills Kate or something, and then Emma's just kind of stuck. So, I don't know, like... And, okay, you're trying to inject toilet humour into this and all that sort of thing. But, yeah, there was just a few logic steps there. Like, as soon as Emma got to the top of the water thing, I'm like, how are you going to get out? And she does, but she just about does. And if she'd made herself bigger, she would have got stuck or broken the toilet, and that would have caused the kerfuffle as well. Because she's not like, let's say, Elastigirl or something from The Incredibles, where she is fully in control of, like, how her body moves. It just puffs in and out, doesn't it? It just, like, resizes. She can't sort of... She couldn't make herself, like, slightly bigger or slightly taller to sort of grab her way out. Like, that wouldn't have... That wouldn't have worked. Yeah. Plus, like, if she had done that and sort of crawled her way out the toilet, and then Dean comes in, and then it, yeah, I just wondered about, because that's a big part, because if she doesn't do, if she doesn't do that, then you don't get the camera, and then nothing, and then the other bits of the episode don't get revealed, and then, yeah, so, I don't know, she does get out eventually, but, like, by the skin of her teeth, so to speak. And I was really dreading, like, okay, obviously, again, I know what show I'm watching in terms of adult content. I was like, don't have him do, like, mess on her. Or I'm glad the show didn't go down that route. She just about got herself under the lid or whatever it was, wasn't it? So, yeah. I do want to say again for the episodes, like, there's just... When it comes to the, whether we want to call it adult stuff, crude stuff, and again, I'm not a Clutch Pearls person, like, I'm aware of what show I'm watching and all that sort of thing, but I mean, we're halfway through the second season, I definitely felt they're leaning more on it in this season than they did in season one. I don't remember it doing it that much, or at least when it did, it had purpose. And because you've got things as well, like, one of Emma's friends, not the chameleon one, the other one, can control her hair. And even when there's the first hint of, like, oh, the hair on your head, and she's like, no, I can't control that, it's my other hair, it's like, okay. I mean, it does come into use later on. But, like, I mean, it's more useful than the PR... We didn't see her in this episode, the PR woman, did we? It's more useful than her who's got, like, a bee stinger that's going to kill her and somebody else in at some point. So there's that as well. Yeah, I guess I'm getting, like, my negative thoughts out on the episode, because I do have some stuff to talk about that I really liked as well, actually. But let's just stay on this train here. So... But we got some good reveals in the episode. It wasn't a bad episode by any means. It was, I would say it was okay. Because this was like a 50-50 episode to me. It was half good and half sort of bad and just whatever. So, yeah, but there is some stuff I did like in this episode as well, which we have, which we can talk about. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what else to say because you had a lot going on there. The whole like the fight itself, I didn't care about at all. Obviously, that was just another PR Vought streaming thing that was going on. And I'm almost gonna when it comes to like them making satire political commentary on, you know, wokeness, and they have their little subtitles of stuff that just kind of washes over me and doesn't have any effect. I don't think positively or negatively about that anymore. It's just it's just in there and in the show. If they actually do something with those things and they make plot lines out of them, or characters do things with them, then I'll bring them up. But aside from that, it's just sort of this, you know, almost side part to the show. So, yeah. There we go. Anyway, let's take a break and we'll come back in a bit. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. So yeah, that was all the stuff with Emma and Dean and all that lot, and we'll see, I guess, where that goes next, because, well, they've basically all been caught out, but Dean doesn't seem to be kind of, like, actually concerned about it. He's a funny kind of character to try to read so far, especially, you know, season 2. Who won the fight in the end? It was Marie, wasn't it? Because she flipped Jordan up into the air. I was kind of worried that she was just going to burst Jordan like she did with the, was it the goat? But then I was looking at that and like, okay, you've just had to get rid of Andre for unfortunate reasons. I don't think that this is where you kill Jordan necessarily. Jordan seemed to be in a little bit of pain, but I think they are going to be all right. So we'll see what happens from that, but again, the fight is really kind of like a PR side piece to the overall story that's actually going on here. It does connect very well to the next kind of point, which is with Marie and Dean, which is the most interesting thing to me so far in season 2, this whole fight training. I keep meaning to call it a fight club, but it's more just fight training, isn't it? Anyway, she goes there on her own. She goes there on her own and ends up training alone to move some blood bags, hence the name of the episode. And she fails at the first one, and then just, I don't want to say effortlessly, but moves the entire rest from one table to another. And that's where she gets a look at Dean's neck, and I don't know what kind of reading she's doing or what specifically is going on there, but because I can't remember what word she used, if it was she couldn't see, she couldn't feel, or how it is that she detects Compound V in someone's blood system, because obviously not everybody in the entire world has got Compound V, have they? Like, it's only the soups, as they're called. Because we saw like a close-up of his neck. I don't know if that tells you enough. And I wasn't quite sure what that was hinting towards or aiming towards. But she didn't sense any. Does that mean that Compound V is somewhere else in his system? Or how would that work exactly? Either that, or she just didn't read him correctly, or there's something else going on there, maybe. What else could be going on there? Maybe he took something, maybe he injected something. But then, I mean, if Dean had like injected himself with something, or let's say put something into himself, whatever it would be, could be a tablet or something, as far as we know, if it's so far as a case of because there's got to be a reason that she couldn't sense it or feel it or whatever, or couldn't see it. He does have Compound V in him somewhere, because he was able to, what, on the spot, mind control Jordan, basically, even to the point where, like, he's relaying speech to her, or whatever you'd call that, and he's sort of doing that. But there must be something different there. There's either a reason or something that he did where Marie couldn't detect it, or something else is going on, but it's certainly a different scenario, which, again, I thought was very interesting. I thought it was quite well done. It's just the execution of the whole camera toilet scenario, which I had a bit of a problem with, but we've already talked about that. So I thought that was interesting, and again, the whole conversation around, like, we want to build you into something special, and she obviously brings up valid points of, like, okay, well, why would all of you basically, you know, be okay with that? And he doesn't really answer that. I think he just said something like, oh, don't you think that idea at least intrigues you? So I'm very, very intrigued to see where that goes. And, like, almost any time we step into this room now, I'm going to be intrigued as to what's going on. So I quite like that. I thought that was quite good. I know it might have sounded like I was complaining about the bags being moved, but it's just kind of interesting how you go from... She almost did move one, didn't she? Over there, she just splattered it when it got near the table, and then moved all of them. But she did the superhero focus thing, which I thought was quite good. But yeah, why would anybody that might be against her, so Homelander, Vought, Godolkin University, Dean himself, any of the seven members, why would they be okay with her being apparently stronger than Homelander? I'm still curious to see what that is, what that looks like. Is it additional powers? Because remember with Homelander, it's like, apart from the ice breath that Superman can do, he's basically got all of Superman's other powers. He can fly, he's got obviously super strength, he's like gut punched several people, he's got the heat vision, don't know if it works exactly the same way, and he's not actually vulnerable to kryptonite, I suppose. Because as much as I do like Maria and think she's cool and all that, she can only move blood so far in a very, very, very effective way. Granted, it's not like, you know, just she can splatter blood. She can, like, you know, use it to cut people and use it as like ropes and stuff. But being stronger than Homelander, I mean, that's the course that they were putting Billy onto at the end of season 4. So very, very curious to see like where that goes, or does she gain something else? We'll have to see. Let's see how that goes. Intriguing ideas there. What else do we have to talk about? Nothing really happened with Sam. There was a few conversations between Kate and Emma, but Nothing of terrible significance. We also did have, of course, one of the mysteries, which was, I think it was it Emma and, it was Jordan, wasn't it? I think the male Jordan. Get into, oh yeah, there's the whole gnome thing as well. I don't know if I should even talk about that. Alright, yeah, so that all happened. And then, again, I don't have a problem with it. It's just like, okay, cool, yeah, there we go. Anyway, so they get into Dean's place. This is like his actual house, I think it is, and they find a pod, not cubicle, what's it called? I was put in one when I was younger, like an incubator sort of thing. More on that later. Yeah, gets put into like this pod, sci-fi sort of pod type thing. We don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing. And see a burnt to a crisp person who is alive, their eyes open and they move, looks more male than female, I would say. And they don't know who it is, obviously, because they didn't really get a chance to like actually do anything in there. So Dean, who can mind control people, now we don't know what the limitations are on his powers, but we know that range isn't really one of them, because Jordan wasn't very close physically to Dean when he did do that. So yeah, a few things we learn about Dean, which again, all very interesting. He's got mind control powers. Again, I don't know what the show was supposed to get us to think in terms of that reveal. And he's got a burnt to a crisp person in a pod type thing, whatever this is going to be actually called, who is conscious. Were they asleep? Seemed like they were in some sort of, what was it, a coma? Were they asleep? Were they just resting or something? I don't know who it might be, because the last character that we had that was like burnt, but they ended up dying, was Stormfront, which was in season 3. I don't believe Stormfront was in season 4 of The Boys. So that was a while ago. I don't think it's Soldier Boy, because Soldier Boy, I think we saw a teaser of at the end of season 4, if I remember. Because he exploded with Queen Maeve when they jumped out the window. I can't remember if Maeve is supposed to be dead, or I can't remember. I think she is. I think they're both alive, actually. I think she survived that, and then Soldier Boy, I remember him being put into some sort of pod as well, but he wasn't burnt to a crisp. Either that, or this person isn't burnt to a crisp, and it's just something else, because you never know with this show, do you? It could be just some weird thing. I got no guesses outside of that, really. I mean, we saw Luke burn himself alive, what was that, the end of the first episode or something? Don't think he survived that at all, unless there's some other thing going on there. Obviously, it's not going to be somebody like Andre, because they have written Andre out of the show, unfortunately. Because I remember Luke like burned a few people alive. Like, I think the head teacher he burned alive in season 1, but that was like burnt to a crisp. I don't think that they're coming back. It's probably just a new character then. Probably a new character. But why they're there, why he's... Oh, obviously, it's a secret for kind of obvious reasons. But what that is all about. It also just wasn't... Didn't seem to be that difficult for Jordan and Kate to actually get into Dean's place. Okay, there was the mucked up memory manipulation thing with the garden gnome situation, but it was like one set of keys. We only saw one guard. I'm sure if there was other ones we would have seen them there. So yeah, it seems to be he just seems a bit like relaxed at the moment, Dean. And we know, because some of it is maybe because of the mind control stuff. And then there's this person that's in a pod in his at his place. So he's obviously, well, obviously still hiding things. What about if that is something to do with this program that Marie is supposed to be a part of. Like, that's going to give Marie some other abilities or something? Because they also did... I swear Dean mentioned something about, like, a different costume or something for Marie to do that, whatever that would be. We shall see. Yeah, it's just like... With Dean so far, like, the reveal of his powers, like, oh, yeah, the camera and, like... not being pissed about it at all and doing more of like, oh, you got a bad angle on me, and revealing, okay, I can control minds, and now all of you would know that. Unless there's some third trick he's got up his sleeve, because his first one has been revealed, his second one has unknowingly been revealed. They don't know, he doesn't know that they know that, unless he actually does, because... don't imagine it would be terribly difficult for Dean to put, like, you know, camera in the corner of that room and be like, oh yeah, I saw you two in there, and maybe he brings it up next episode. And we also know that the alarm did go off, because they took a photo, and then this person woke up, didn't they, and an alarm went off. So maybe Dean is aware of that as well, but he's at least very... I can't quite figure him out, but he's at least very, very interesting so far. So that's very, very good. What else do we need to talk about? I think that's mostly it. I know there's other side stuff of, like, you know, how the public feels about Jordan. And, again, you've got Emma's friends and the chameleon stuff and the other girl as well. Not sure if they've actually been given names, those two, but... you've got those two and that all going on. At least that led to... because one of the things I've pondered on for the opening podcast was like, okay, you've introduced a bunch of stuff. I'm not sure where all of it's going to go. And the Emma muck about with everybody... sorry, not muck about with everybody. The Emma storyline of mucking about with... like vandalizing and stuff. At least it led to this, which connected to a much, much bigger thing. So... that was pretty good. That was a better outcome so far than what I was anticipating. So that's quite good. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the episode. I liked most of the stuff that happened in the episode. Again, you've got weird stuff going on. You've got unnecessary things going on. And then there's again, like, the toilet plan. It just... I don't know. It worked out in the end, but it was a weird one. I'm just glad that we didn't go down a Dean messing on her route. I'm glad we didn't do that, because it seemed like it was pretty close. It was pretty close. Like, she had to reach for the air freshener thing and then climb her way out. If she had been any longer, it would have happened, wouldn't it? And what other option would she have had? She'd have either had to stay in the bowl and end up in a very bad situation, or gone back through the pipe, which she probably would have drowned from because it was full of water, and also because he might not have flushed the toilet, but let's assume he did. That's also a very, very, very bad scenario for Emma. So I'm glad those two things didn't happen, or those three things didn't happen. So it got there in the end with the episode. Anyway, yeah, going forward, we'll see what other tricks Dean has got up his sleeve, why he is so relaxed about everything. He's relaxed about getting caught. He is relaxed about his security, again, unless there's cameras or something. He does have a camera there, spot, it goes and tells, again, I think it was Kate and Emma, I think, wasn't it? No, it was Kate and Jordan. It was two of those three. I think it was Kate and Jordan. Yeah, because Emma was busy with the thing, wasn't she? And says about, like, oh yeah, I caught you two in my apartment or whatever. And I don't know. Be very. I've got, like, a keen eye on Dean. Not just because of the things that he's doing, but his attitude towards everything is very, very curious. But maybe he's got more than three, because we've already seen two of the cards up his sleeve, right? This Well, technically three, because there's the whole doctor delivered Marie side, which he just tells Marie about in this episode. And by the way, I don't think it's a stupid thing in the way of like, oh, it doesn't make sense that he's being so relaxed. There's obviously a reason for it, but and I understand his more relaxed attitude around Maria herself with everything because he seems to genuinely want to get her on the same page. Whether that's going to work or not, I don't know, but he seems to have more of a reasonable interest in her. But then around everything else, like the camera and stuff like that, it's just and then like the lack of security. Who knows what else is kind of going on with him? So very curious to see. It's kind of like yeah, it's my main keen point going forward is like what he's gonna do next, what he's gonna reveal next, what else he's got going on anywhere else. We don't know about those things, so very, very curious. And we'll see how everybody responds to Dean can mind control people. Is there any cons to that? Is there any certain scenarios? Seem to do it very easily, seem to do it from a lot of range. Yeah, he didn't use it to do anything like outright dangerous, like kill anybody or anything like that. So we shall see. Anyway, that's pretty much it for the episode. It's all stuff I can think of to talk about. So thank you very much for listening. If you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the four episodes so far of Gen V, are you enjoying it? Sorry, for season two. Are you enjoying it more than me? Again, I don't hate the season so far. I think it's been okay. It's been all right. There's been some really great and really interesting stuff. And then some stuff that just hasn't quite landed for me so far. So, but I was kind of thinking today after this episode as well that I remember not being all that into season one until the fifth episode. Like the first half of season four, I was sort of, okay, this is good and it's all right, but we'll see where it goes. And then episodes 5 through 8 just really made up for things. So, and again, we're at an interesting checkpoint in the story. So, we'll see where the next four episodes take us, I suppose. Very, very curious to see where we do go with that. But if you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the episodes, the events of them, what did you think of Emma's toilet plan? What do you think of Dean so far? He's obviously a very curious, interesting character. What do you think of the cards that he has and hasn't shown, and just his relaxed attitude? What do you think of Maria and her powers and the whole Homelander versus thing and everything else? Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, social media, eTalkUK. Or entertainment talk, so you can check that out as well. Get it, and then yeah, there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, and Man United podcasts. There'll be a United cast on Saturday. We'll be doing Breaking Bad tomorrow. By the way, there was a little switcheroo with the schedule at last minute. Nothing to worry about particularly, but it's going to be Gen V today. Gaming talk was yesterday. And Breaking Bad is tomorrow. So you can keep up to date with all those. So yeah, those are the four series that we've got ongoing mainly at the moment, which is Gaming Talk, Gen V, so Diabolical 7, and then of course Becoming Heisenberg with Breaking Bad, and then the United cast from United. There will be other podcasts about other stuff at different points as well. So you can look out for those. Like I said, new Gaming Talk from yesterday, so check that out. Breaking Bad podcast tomorrow, that will be for season 4 episode 3, so look out for that. So if you want to support all the work that we do, all the different podcasts, you can of course listen to more of them by checking them out on entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, and main night podcasts, word of mouth, social media, and if someone mentions a thing we've podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon $5, $10 level tiers for the every podcast review options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news over on Geek Town Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk. There is a new Geek Town Radio episode fresh from yesterday. It's a very interesting one. So you can go from here today and get your latest TV and film news over on Geek Town Radio and geektown.co.uk. And then we're also on YouTube for our video game bits and pieces and whatnot, which is Entertainment Talk Plays. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see what Dean does next, I guess. Really is where we're going, isn't it? So yeah, we'll see what he does next, I suppose, or what these characters do next. Anyway, I'll see you for the start of the second half of the season next week with episode 5. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.